From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, several thousand protesters gathered near the White House to show their frustration with the U.S. occupation of Iraq. The gathering included a group that calls itself Veterans for Peace.
Vets for Peace are here to say!
Vets for Peace are here to say!
Bring our brothers home today!
Bring our brothers home today!
NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been following the marchers today in Washington, and she joins us now by cell phone. Andrea, what have you seen today?
The blocks are full of people protesting the U.S. occupation of Iraq. They are holding signs that say things like, fight the new colonialism. Many, many people hold signs that say, Bush lied. Also, bring our children home, and one nation under surveillance.
Well, now, I'd like to know, Andrea, what exactly are the marchers telling you that they want done now, because this war has been fought, the U.S. is occupying the country. Are they insisting that the U.S. simply abandon Iraq at this time, or what?
You know, that's an interesting question, Steve. A lot of people are saying, bring the troops home now. That's one of the mantras of these marchers. But when you talk to them specifically, a lot of them say that it's probably not practical at this time to bring them home. Some of them are saying, okay, then let's set up a six-month timeline to turn over the reconstruction to an Iraqi authority. Some of them have said, okay, if you're not going to bring him home now, at least transfer power of the occupation from President Bush to the United Nations.
And, of course, the United Nations is getting more deeply involved in Iraq, and in the last couple of days, a number of major nations have pledged several billion dollars in aid to Iraq. Are people feeling satisfied with those steps?
The United Nations has managed to get some power from Bush is from popular protests at home, that there are people like this out in the streets protesting the U.S. control of the occupation.
You mentioned the phrase, one nation under surveillance. I guess this protest is focusing on something a little bit broader than just Iraq.
That's true. Many of the protesters here are also speaking out against the USA Patriot Act, which is a host of provisions that was passed in the wake of September 11, 2001.
Just heard some cheering behind you. What's going on where you are?
Well, I'm at just about the end of the march route, and people are gathering. Floods of people are coming into this sort of end space, huge group, and in the middle are a bunch of young people who are beating on drums and really riling up the crowd here.
Okay, NPR's Andrea Seabrook is in the streets of Washington, D.C. Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.